Parents and Children. Another serious obstacle in the economic education of our young employees are their parents. Many parents think they have the right and the duty to handle the earnings and property of their children. The son or daughter must give the money they earned to their mother, who will then take care of it according to her best judgment. She might use it to have the house repaired or to buy food or clothing. In good families, the son or daughter do not dare to ask their parents to account for their money, as they might feel offended or even consider it as ungrateful. In less good families, the father or the mother sometimes even reduce their earning efforts when their children start working. Quite often in a pub, a father may be heard, a full glass in his hand. "And why does the blacksmith have a pair of tongs?" And he replies to himself, "Maybe not to get burned." We can frequently encounter a man about to get married who is not sure if he owns something after 10 years of work. One thing, though, he may be sure of: he knows nothing about independent management. He has no idea what his daily expenses are, and he does not even know the price of the suit he is wearing because his mother bought it for him. He has the disagreeable feeling that he is working for others, may they be his closest relatives, and most certainly he neither profits from nor enjoys the results of his work or the progress he is making. It is the duty of older children to contribute to the education of the younger ones, particularly when the earnings of the parents are not sufficient. In such cases, however, the parents should consider their child's money as a loan to the family, dividing evenly the load among all the siblings. Children from the age of 6 should be allowed to handle independently every penny they have earned. It goes without saying that it should happen under careful parental supervision. Already a 6-year-old child should be entitled to own and manage his little fortune, may it consist of only few pennies. Let us get rid of our pettiness, and greatness will find us without difficulty.